That's all right. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Revelation 22. Revelation chapter 22. I'd like to look at verse 6 this morning. I've entitled this first message, The Faithful and True Sayings. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we thank You for another morning that You've given us to be together, to look into Your Word and to consider these things that are set forth, that gloriously display the wonder of who You are. We ask You to bless the preaching and the hearing. Pray, Lord, for these that have been mentioned, for Mike, for Bob, for my dad. Ask Your blessing and mercy upon them. And these things we ask in the name of our precious Savior. Amen. Revelation 22:6. You know, the foundation of God's people rests in His Word. That which God Almighty has said settles it. John had been shown in the last few verses before the holy city, the New Jerusalem. And he had heard these things from the mouth of God's spokesman, God's angel. And an angel was talking with him. And we're going to find out the surety of that in the next verse or two in the next service. But this angel said to him concerning the New Jerusalem, in verse 6, he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Now, these sayings that this angel related to John, not just the sayings of the first few verses of chapter 22, not even just the sayings of the whole book of Revelation that John had been given, but the sayings of the entire Bible. These sayings, the thoughts, the topics, the reasonings of the Word of God. The whole volume has one saying. The whole book has one report. This is the report. Who hath believed? That's what Isaiah said. Who hath believed our report? The entire message of this book is concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the message. And the angel said to John, these sayings, this report, this message, these sayings are faithful and true. They're faithful. That is, they are trustworthy. His angel was saying to John, you can write this one down. This, you can believe this. They're trustworthy. They're faithful. Why? Because He's faithful. These are the reliable words of Almighty God because God is reliable. His Word is reliable. His purpose is reliable. His covenant is reliable. God is reliable. Whatever God has said is. It is. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God's Word is trustworthy. God's people, they find their confidence in God's Word. This is what our Lord, our God, has said. The final perseverance, the final steadfastness of God's people is not founded on our strength to believe it, but is founded that God Almighty has given His people a new heart, a new creature, they're born again, and that new birth possesses faith to believe. God has granted them, it's given unto you to believe. Now, if God has promised to give a people to His Son, and God's Word sets forth that God has chosen a people before the foundation of the world. Now, that's what the Word of God says. God has said, I've chosen you unto salvation. That settles it. Men say, "Well, I don't see how that could." That settled it. God said, "I have chosen before the foundation of the world." When the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I lay down my life for the sheep," that settled it. That's it. He said, "Well, I thought He laid down His life for everybody." He didn't say that. He said, His Word is faithful, is trustworthy. If God Almighty has given His people, given His Son a people, and He has, to deliver them from the bondage of sin and the certainty of condemnation, it's so, it's just, that ends it. It's over. God has said He's done that. These sayings, this angel said, they are faithful and they are true. That is, they're genuine. These are genuine. Write these down. Faithful and true. The Lord Jesus said in John 7:28, "Then cried Jesus in the temple as He taught, saying, Ye both know Me, and you know whence I am, and I am not come of Myself, but He that sent Me is true." Genuine. Real. That's what it means. Ideal. When the Lord said that He that sent Me is true, it means this: He's true to His promise. He's true. When the Lord said, "I will redeem you, I will bring you to Myself, I will," it's genuine. He will. Almighty God is faithful and true. In the garden, when the Lord God told the serpent, when God cursed him, and when God said to that serpent, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, the bride, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel," that's just exactly what happened. God told the serpent, He says, He's going to defeat you. You're going to bruise his heel, but in the bruising of his heel, I'm going to redeem my people. That was so. Faithful. Jesus said in John 6:32, "Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but My Father giveth you the true bread." Faithful to His promise. Faithful. The real. The genuine. So the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the fulfillment and He is the fulfiller of all of God's promises. God's sayings are faithful and true. So when John hears in Revelation 22:6, "These sayings are faithful and true," we're told all the Scriptures set forth Him who is reliable and genuine in the fulfillment of all that He has purposed to do in the glorifying of His Son and Himself in His Son, and the redemption of His people. It's so. Does God have a people? Yes, He does. How long has He known them in mercy and grace? Eternally. How long has Almighty God loved them? Everlastingly. What's He going to do? In time, He's going to call them out of darkness. He's going to give them a new heart. And He's going to teach them and tell them what He's done for them apart from them adding anything to it. And they're going to believe him. He's going to, this is what I did. I purpose this, I shall accomplish it. Faithful and true. These sayings are faithful and true, number one, because they are God's breathed word. 2 Peter, just turn back a few pages to 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. 2 Peter 1, 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place unto the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. We have a better foundation than a man that was an eyewitness. Peter, John, if these men would have passed down just by word and conversation, said they was there, and then somebody said, well, my dad was there, well, my granddad was there. And we have a more sure word of prophecy. We have God's Word. We've got the Word of Almighty God. You're sitting here and you're looking at black ink on white paper. That's a printed page, I understand that. But that is the inspired Word of God. That is God's Word. And it is so. No scripture is merely a man's opinion. It is the revelation of the Lord God Himself. And we search the scriptures not to attempt to prove God wrong. I tell you this, I did that. I did it. I heard the first time, I told you this last week, first time I ever heard the gospel of God's grace. The gospel of Christ. I took this Bible, Brother Scott, and I made up my mind. That is not so. That is not so. I went to Ephesians and I went to 2 Thessalonians. And I went here and I went there. And the more I looked, the more I saw. You know what? That's everywhere. That is so. How did I miss that? How did I miss that? You show me in Scripture where these things are not so. This went against everything that I was ever taught. This went against everything that was ingrained in me. And I realized, son, men are liars. And God's true. God's Word is trustworthy. All Scripture, though written by men's hands, they are totally inspired by Almighty God's Spirit. God breathed. These words are faithful and true because these are the God-breathed words. Secondly, these sayings are faithful and true because they speak totally of the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke 24:27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. When the Lord said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Since all scriptures speak of Him who is the truth, then these scriptures are faithful and true. Oh, the respect that is due these sayings, for Almighty God has set them forth concerning His Son. David said, I will worship in Psalm 138:2 toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Now you think about what he said. You have magnified your word above all your name. What was he saying? We worship God in God's way. That's the first thing we know. We worship God, God's way. We worship in Christ, by Christ, the living temple of the Godhead. We come to the Father, how? By Him. No man approaches, no man comes to the Father, but by me. I mean, we think that we can even pray. You can't approach the Father save by the Son, the intercessor, the umpire, the mediator. The umpire is what that word actually comes down to, the umpire. He who places his hands on both parties. Thou hast magnified, David said. You have made large, you have honored, you have lifted up thy word. You have magnified thy word above all your name. This means this. Concerning all that God has done in creation, all that God has done in providence, David says, all that you've done, there is no revelation of yourself that is more clear, more esteemed, more honorable than your word. God created this world, and it sets forth Himself in power, in glory, that tree right there. But there is no setting forth of Himself above His word. He said, you've magnified your word above all your name. Everything that you are, everything you've done. And thirdly, these sayings are faithful and true because nothing else that you and I know anything about is going to endure. Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. God's word is faithful and true. Everything else that we know anything about is going to be gone. Everything else is going to pass away, but the word of God, God's word, God's utterance, the earth and the heavens that we've looked at, been tainted with sin, is going to be purged. And the Scripture says there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. But His word will never change. His word endures. God's word shall not pass away. They'll not be found to be empty. They won't be found to be vain. They won't be found to be unaccomplished. They're not going to pass away. Oh, the grace and mercy of God, that God brings a man or woman down and grants them a heart to say, Lord, as you say, that's the way it is. Lord, I'm a liar and you're the truth. God, as you've said, I find all my comfort, all my hope, all my peace in that. If God has purposed to show mercy, He'll do it in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word Himself, the Word that was made flesh. If He has declared judgment on the wicked, He's going to judge that man by the rejected Savior. God leaves a man to himself. And that man stands up and says, I'll not have that God that you're setting forth reign over me. If you die with that attitude, God will put you in hell, I promise you, based on His word, faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angel to show unto His servants the things which must shortly be done. We're in the last book of this book of Revelation, kind of about halfway down, kind of approaching that. And here in this last book, we're told the very same thing that the first verse said. First verse of Revelation. We started off, well, coming up here in February, Lord tarries, we'll be in almost 2 years in this book. This is where we started, Revelation 1:1. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show unto His servants things which must shortly come to pass. And He sent and signified it by His angel unto His servant John. Everything that we've seen, everything we've read, everything we've considered has said the same thing. Christ Himself, God's angel, the angel of the covenant, God's messenger, God's angel, the one of whom all the prophets of God spoke, was sent to show unto His servants, all of His people, the things which must surely be done. God has set forth the obedience of His Son. God has set forth in the death of His Son. God has set forth in the resurrection of His Son, in the ascension of His Son, His purpose to redeem His people. God Almighty has said that these things must shortly come to pass. This life is but a vapor. David says, teach us to number our days. I wonder why he didn't say our years. Teach us to number our years. No, he said, teach us to number our days. We're dying creatures. This life is passing away, and these things must shortly come to pass, and they're going to come to pass in their entirety. Be watchful, the Lord said, for in such an hour, didn't even say a day, in such a year, such a month, in such an hour, when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. These sayings are faithful and true. And in the next few verses, we're going to start looking at some of these sayings that God sets forth that are faithful and true. The first one we'll look at in the next few verses, "Behold, I come quickly." He said that's a faithful and true saying. All right, well, we'll take just a short break and then we'll have our second service.